ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hey, it's Jess Fernandez here.
And Julia Baird.
And here on our pod, Not Stupid, we unpack some of the big stories of the week.
From how the Royals should deal with Andrew Mountbatten Windsor to how do we get to hug punch the monkey.
You can find Not Stupid on ABC Listen.
They tried to stop it happening, but Bill and Hillary Clinton had no choice in the end but to testify or face jail time. Political power couple is being hauled before a US House committee investigating the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Today, David Smith from the United States Studies Centre at Sydney Uni on what we can expect from their depositions. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. David, why don't we start by discussing what we know about Bill Clinton's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. They knew each other back in the 90s.
Yes, so they ran in the same social circles from the 90s to about 2003. Mm-hmm. It's known that Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's private plane. He says that this was all on business to do with the Clinton Global Initiative. So they certainly had a social relationship, mm-hmm. but it all seems to have ended in 2003. There's not really any evidence of a relationship after that.
All right, but Bill Clinton was featured quite heavily in the first tranche of the Epstein files that were released last December, wasn't he? There were numerous photos.
Yes, he was. And those photos certainly didn't put him in a very good light. Mm. There was one photo that showed him in a hot tub with a woman whose face was redacted. There were other photos showing him in the plane with Epstein and with other people. And those photos were really seized upon by Republicans, including people in the Department of Justice, and posted on social media suggesting that there needed to be a further investigation into Bill Clinton.
So Bill Clinton was photographed with Jeffrey Epstein several times over the 1990s and early 2000s, but it certainly, David, does not mean he has done anything wrong. And the former president, of course, denies any wrongdoing.
Yes, he denies any wrongdoing. The FBI has already investigated Jeffrey Epstein's links with Bill Clinton before, and that didn't result in any kind of charges or anything, really. So there doesn't look to be any new evidence here of actual wrongdoing. But, of course, evidence of wrongdoing is different from photos that put people in a bad light, which is what we're definitely seeing from these Epstein files.
What about that latest tranche of Epstein files, the 3 million pages that were released more recently? Anything in those, do we know?
That didn't really add anything more to what was already known. But once again, Republicans have really tried to put the focus on Bill Clinton. Some would say as a way of trying to distract from Trump, who does appear in the latest tranche of documents.
All right. Also, of course, they're trying to put the spotlight on Hillary Clinton. Now, her name appears in the files, but just really in news articles from the time. And she says she's never met Jeffrey Epstein, although she has met his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, who, of course, is now in jail. Now, she did an interview with the BBC and she said that's not very unusual because she met her as part of the Clinton Global Initiative.
I don't recall ever meeting him.
Did you ever meet Ghislaine Maxwell?
I did on a few occasions, and thousands of people go to the Clinton Global Initiative. So it to me is not something that is really at the heart of what this matter is about.
So, I mean, a lot of people had interactions with Ghislaine Maxwell. With Hillary Clinton, it really does appear that it didn't extend beyond these few interactions that were to do with charity. And certainly there's nothing in the Epstein files about Hillary Clinton like what we are seeing in those files about Bill Clinton. Mm.
Thank you. David, let's now turn to this House Oversight Committee and Bill and Hillary Clinton's appearance before it. Now, initially, they had tried to avoid that appearance, hadn't they, despite the insistence of the Republican chair, James R. Comer.
Again, no one's accused Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing, but we have a lot of questions. And to my knowledge, he's never sat down with any of you and answered any questions. So hopefully someday we'll know the truth.
Mr. Chairman, just
yeah, they're claiming that a real double standard is being applied to them because, like most people who were called as witnesses by the committee, they produced sworn statements saying that they had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's mm-hmm. criminal activities. For most people, that has been enough. Most people haven't then been called before the committee. The Clintons say this is just an attempt to embarrass them, that this is an attempt to take the spotlight off Trump.
I just want it to be fair. I want everybody treated the same way. That's not true for my husband and me. They want to pull us. Why do they want to pull us into this? To divert attention from President Trump. This is not complicated.
So they actually avoided giving testimony for a long time. There was a lot of back and forth, and that went on until the House Oversight Committee actually voted to hold them in contempt of Congress. And if that had succeeded, the Clintons potentially could have been facing jail time. It's interesting to note that in the vote on Bill Clinton in the House Oversight Committee, 9 Democrats actually joined Republicans in voting to hold Bill Clinton in contempt of Congress. Only 3 Democrats joined Republicans in voting to hold Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress. So it was once that passed the House Oversight Committee, that was when the Clintons agreed finally to testify.
Yeah, because as you say, being held in contempt is a rather serious offence. And we saw, of course, Steve Bannon, Trump's former advisor, he actually went to jail for the same thing.
Yes, along with Peter Navarro. So they were both sentenced to jail for 4 months.
It was interesting, though, David, wasn't it, that Donald Trump, speaking on NBC, he was actually bothered that someone might be going after Bill Clinton. You know, he sees him as a friend, he says.
See, I like Bill Clinton. I still like Bill Clinton.
What do you like about him?
I liked his behavior toward me. I thought he got me. He understood me.
You know, what did you make of that?
Donald Trump might be worried about the implications for him of the Clintons being called to testify. So I suspect that that is what he is worried about. I also suspect that this is one of the reasons why there were Democrats on the House Oversight Committee who were prepared to throw the Clintons under the bus. Because if there's some possibility in the future that they could make Trump or make high-level Republicans testify, they didn't want to be seen as hypocritical. They wanted to be seen as people who would fearlessly bring justice for all. Although many in the Democrats have pointed out that there is no chance that Republicans would ever vote to depose Donald Trump or to depose some of the very senior level Republicans, including people in Trump's own cabinet who appear in the Epstein files.
So the Clintons agreed to testify eventually. Now, during this interview with the BBC that we referred to earlier, Hillary Clinton was demanding that the proceedings be public. So when they go to testify, everyone can see that.
We are more than happy to say what we know, which is very limited and totally unrelated to their behavior or their crimes. And we want to do it in public because let's make this transparent.
She says this whole thing is a witch hunt, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And so what's happening with this testimony, which is going to take place at a location only about a mile away from where the Clintons live in New York, is it's going to be recorded and the transcripts are going to be made available. But I think the Clintons are worried that the way that the recordings and transcripts might be disseminated could be very partial, could be edited, could be just done to put them in a bad light. She wanted live televised hearings. She would want live televised hearings because both she and Bill Clinton are veterans of live televised hearings. And in the past, when Republicans in Congress have dragged them before these hearings, the Clintons have always come off better from the ordeal.
All right. So just tell me then, what do you think we should expect from the Clintons? I mean, the Republicans will be trying to probe them on these photographs, all that sort of thing. But do you think they'll hit back? Do we have any sense of what they might do?
It's hard to say what they're going to do because of the fact that so much is already known about the Clintons' relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And given that Bill Clinton has already been investigated by the FBI, it's doubtful that they're going to be able to accuse Bill Clinton of criminal wrongdoing in these hearings. The big thing that everyone's concerned about at the moment is how much did Epstein's associates know about what was going on, and why didn't they do anything to stop it if they did know? So that might be what all of the probing is about. But this is assuming that Republicans on the committee are going to act in good faith. There are definitely people on that committee who just want to get to the truth, but there could also be people on the committee who want to use it for political grandstanding, who want to use it to get damaging material that they can put on social media. So there might be questions that are really just designed to try to embarrass the Clintons rather than really trying to get at the truth of the matter.
All right. Well, David, as we mentioned, the Clintons have denied any wrongdoing, and really there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. But let's then consider how the Democrats view all of this and whether or not they're giving full support to the former president and the former secretary of state. It's safe to say they're not exactly coming to their rescue at this point, right?
No, they're really not. And I think this reflects a very interesting generational shift that is going on in the Democratic Party. What we're now seeing is that there are Democratic members of Congress, including people on the House Oversight Committee, who were too young to even remember Bill Clinton's presidency. So even though he was venerated within the Democratic Party for a very long time, people just don't feel the same loyalty to the Clintons that they used to feel. And it's not just because Democrats are getting younger and the Clintons are getting older. Many Democrats now feel that things that happened during Bill Clinton's presidency are anathema to what the Democratic Party should stand for. Things like financial deregulation that ultimately contributed to the global financial crisis. Things like tough law and order policies that significantly contributed to the mass incarceration of African Americans. It was a very different environment politically back then, and Bill Clinton was seen within the Democratic Party as a conservative who was really trying to purge the left from the party to remake the Democrats into an electable entity. And as far as Hillary Clinton goes, many Democrats really blame her for bringing Trump into the presidency after with the 2016 election. They say that she waged a poor campaign. So a lot of Democrats don't welcome the legacy of the Clintons.
And while, of course, Bill Clinton was seen as a pretty successful president over 8 years, it's that Monica Lewinsky thing that sort of he can't shake, right?
Yeah, that is also true. And even though at the time that was largely shrugged off by Democrats and also shrugged off by the American public, he retired with an approval rating of 66%. Sensibilities around that have really changed in recent years in things around relationships between people in workplaces where there's an obvious power disparity. That would be another reason why a lot of Democrats don't feel inclined to defend Bill Clinton and really feel quite repelled by the kinds of photos that have been released recently.
That episode did lead to his impeachment. So the Clinton brand at this point is what, more of a hindrance than a help to the Democratic Party as it tries to continue to rebuild after that devastating loss to Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think that is how a lot of Democrats feel at the moment. There's been a lot of reporting over the last few weeks about how the young voters who flocked to Donald Trump in the 2024 election are now feeling very disillusioned with him. And one of the major reasons they keep giving is because of the Epstein files. So I think the Democrats see the opportunity to get some of those young voters back. And to do so, they are quite happy to sacrifice the Clintons, even though Bill Clinton was certainly a hero to Democrats of the sort of baby boomer or late Gen X age.
Well, David, what about this whole committee process? What do you think the members actually hope to achieve by this that the Justice Department hasn't already?
Yeah, certainly there is a bit of political grandstanding going on. There has been a double standard applied to the Clintons. But I think in general, they just really want to put powerful people on the stand. They really want to put powerful people on display.
David Smith is an associate professor at the United States Studies Center at Sydney Uni. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Coley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily. We'll be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening.